Thank you for holding. This is Morgan, a supervisor on the floor speaking. How can I help you?
Hi, this is Yvonne Wolfsman.
Yes, sir. Hello?
Yes.
Yes, sir. How can I help you?
Hello. I am not happy with the charges that have been put on my account.
Yes, sir. Could you spell your last name?
Wolfsmann.
And could you verify your mailing address?
Verify what?
Your mailing address.
2739 Mock Turtle Lane, Omaha, Nebraska. 68154. No, 68142. That was the other house.
Yes, ma'am. Give me one moment. Yes, I'm sorry. Do you see where there was a order that was placed for the neck massager?
Say that again.
There was a order that was placed for a neck massager.
Yes, I was paid a charge $7.95 for that.
Yes, ma'am. So whenever you place that order, that is a entry gift into our subscription, where you get a $125 gift card towards any purchase on our online website. And that is stated on our terms and conditions whenever you enter or place the order. We can issue a refund for May's charge. As a courtesy, we can offer 35% on April's charge. But that's the most we'd be able to offer.
Okay. But why would... Yep. The terms and conditions?
I'm sorry, what was that?
Could I... Where can I go out and find those terms and conditions? Because I don't recall that they were made where. Was that
you can go to hotconsumerdeals.com or back to the email that had the survey that was completed.
You'll have to say that again. You broke up a little bit.
I said that you can either try the website hotconsumerdeals.com or go back to the website where the or like the survey where the order was placed from.
And that's what I'm what is the name of the website?
Hotconsumerdeals.com.
Well, I don't remember that being hang on, let me look here. The order was placed. And I cannot return this.
No, ma'am. We don't take any products back. We're in a global health pandemic.
And was that made aware to me?
That's correct. Nowhere on our website does it say that we take products back in the global health pandemic.
It does say it on the website?
I said nowhere on our website does it state that we do take products back.
Nowhere on the website does it say orders will not be taken back?
That they will be taken back. We do not take any products back.
And it doesn't say that on there?
It does.
Well, I'm going to do some more investigation into this because you won't take it back. Would you have ever taken it back? It says that no, you would not take it back. I ordered it through Amazon.com.
Yes, our order is in place through Amazon.
Well, I'll tell you the same thing that I told the other gal. I will dispute this.
What happens when you dispute a charge with your bank is that they call us. We can verify that you did place the order. We can also verify the terms and conditions. Your account goes into a chargeback. Once a chargeback happens, we don't issue any kind of refund.
Okay, fine. Doesn't mean I won't investigate and question the charges.
Yes,
but you better be
so, as a courtesy, we can issue the full refund for April's charge, but we do win 100% of our disputes because we can verify the terms and conditions unless you did place the order.
And you're telling me you're going to give me only 35%?
No, that's not what I said. Okay. I said as a courtesy, we can issue the refund for May's charge as well as April's charge.
So $56.95 times two.
That's correct.
Am I? Okay. I would still dispute that. And I will investigate it. And if I am wrong, I am wrong. However, I recall seeing things very visible to me.
The refund for April and May will be posted back into your account in 3 to 5 days.
And I understand that. But this is really, I think it's wrong.
No, I'm sorry you feel that way. The terms and conditions on the website, you would have also had to agree that you read and understood those. We do apologize. They might have been overlooked.
How many other phone calls do you get like this?
Not often. Our terms and conditions are on the website.
If you say so.
Yes, ma'am. So, as a courtesy, we can offer 35 on March, but that is the most we could offer. It's still a valid charge because you placed the order.
So would you just say for the amount?
It would be the refund for May as well as April and a 35% refund for March. That post in 3 to 5 days. Would you like the confirmation number?
What I'd like is to have the refund from February, March, April, May.
We wouldn't be able to issue a refund for all of those charges. It's a valid charge.
Why not?
Because it's a valid charge. You placed the order and agreed to the terms and conditions when you placed the order.
You've got this well rehearsed.
Okay.
And I will be vocal about people being cautious about places when they place orders, because I will go out there. Do you know anything about interest charge on purchases?
Do I know about what?
Interest charges on purchases?
Would you like the partial refund?
Okay, dear. Yes.
It takes 3 to 5 days for that to post. Would you like a cancellation number?
Yes.
Give me a moment and I can give you a cancellation number.
Cancellation number?
Yes. Give me a moment and I can give you a cancellation number.
Knowing that you will have canceled it, is that what that is?
That cancellation number is to confirm this account was canceled. It's for your personal records.
All right. I would like that cancellation number.
Give me a moment, and I can give you the cancellation number. Yes, ma'am. So I issued the full refund for May as well as April, and the refund for March would be for $28.47. That'll post back into your account in 3 to 5 days. Would you like the cancellation number?
I believe I've already said yes.
I was asking if you're ready for it now.
Yes.
C as in Charlie, 26, 0, 34, 60, 56.
he is in Charlie 260-346-056.
That's correct.
Thank you.
Thanks for my customer support. You have a great day.
Oh, I'll try.
Yes, ma'am.